Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, the guy who knows more about real estate than probably anybody I've ever run into in my entire life is sitting right across from me here at Substation 2, Jay Reinhart, president of Reinhart Realty. And if you have not been in Rock Hill long, trust me, this is quite a... The story of this company is one I still remember so clearly. When you and your dad and your mom came into the studios... And we remember the recording session?
Oh, yeah. We were recording about the history. That's fun. And it's even funner. Like last night, my father's birthday is this week, as you know.
That's right.
And in talking with him, and he starts getting into telling stories about when they started the company in 76 and just, you know, where we are today versus where we started. Yeah. It's very fun to talk about.
Over 40 years, locally owned, locally operated, and you got all the horsepower to take care of anything across the world.
Yes, sir.
Trust me. I've seen it work. Okay, Jay, we're still in an incredible economy here in the Southeast as compared to the rest of the world.
Correct. Everything's local in real estate.
Exactly. And everything's local as far as we look at the economy.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me in terms of how robust the real estate market was from, let's say, January 1 right up until the first part of March before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, Manning, we were on some record-setting pace for the first part of this year. Now, remember, 2019 was a really good year.
Yeah.
2018 was a phenomenal year. So when you look at 2020 and you say we were on a pace that we may have kept up with 2018. So, again, record-setting year. But one of the big things that was holding us back was inventory. You and I had talked.
Gosh.
When you start talking about a month and a half of inventory in some price ranges, put it in perspective, that means sitting down with a buyer and saying, you're going to have a choice of A or B. Which one do you want? Where most buyers are used to saying, oh, let's go look at 8 houses on a Saturday, or let's go look at all these things. And in some price ranges, really having, you know, hours on the market or a day on the market, that's just crazy.
And so, people paying above list price was very commonplace.
It was not uncommon, especially in that really $125,000 up to about $250,000 price range.
It's just unreal. Unbelievable. So this was what was going on was driven by a couple of things. Number one, our region was growing in population big time.
Correct.
And number two, since 2008, when we hit the big recession, we lost a lot of the builders who are building houses, and so the inventory was nowhere near what it needed to be.
Right. All the pickup truck builders went away. And I saw them. The pickup truck developers, they were all gone, and you just have large companies developing. And when a company is developing, like one of the big builders, and they plan on selling maybe 25 houses a quarter, so 100 a year, and they pull back or they turn off that spigot, all of a sudden that inventory goes away. Well, in our area, with this COVID pandemic that has occurred, we've had sellers that have pulled back and said, okay, well, I don't know that I want somebody in my house during this time.
Yes.
I don't know that I'm ready to move because I don't know where I'm going to go, or better yet, wow, where we thought we were going to look at, the floor plan. With a home office, now my spouse and I are both working from home. We need two home offices.
Oh,
so we may need a 4-bedroom house instead of a 3 with a office. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of things that have occurred, and people, sellers, pulled back. Well, total inventory in the Canopy MLS dropped by about 30% from where we should be. That's a That's a big drop, Manny. Now, that has since come back, and in most of the price ranges, year over year, we're looking at just an inventory shortage of about 4%. But that's 4% on essentially 7 years of inventory shortage. So we're down at some record low numbers of inventory on the market. Now, as a buyer, I'm coming in, and what does that mean? Oh, I'm going to get a deal? No. Because of supply and demand, we're seeing increases in prices. Now, this year, we anticipate that we're going to have over a 5% increase in prices. I will tell you that at this point in time, we are above that 5% number. We're at 5.8% year over year. And what's driving it is actually the higher end. Anything above $280,000, $290,000 is driving it because those prices are up year over year at 6.1%.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. So you would think with what you just talked about that every builder who's a builder will be rushing down here to grab some land and build.
Well, what you've got to find is lots, and we haven't had lots on the market. So every builder wants lots. But, again, your smaller builders may be able to take down four or five in a year.
Yeah.
They may want 10 in a year. But as a developer, if I go in, I can't develop because of the cost of development, because of the impact fees, because of all of these different costs that go along. I can't just hold on to those lots because, again, increases in costs. Plus, if I'm that landowner, I want the most I can get for my land, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to take a negative. So there's a balancing act that we're having, and it's doing nothing but putting pressure on the price of houses.
And you add to that just the general cost of materials?
Oh, yes.
Ugh.
Absolutely. And this has done nothing but complicate the supply chain.
And then you add to just the fact of labor, because skilled labor, I mean, you can go over there to York Technical College and, you know, become a good brick mason and make some very good money.
Absolutely.
Very good money.
Just the assistants are doing very well, and that allows you then to become a master carpenter, bricklayer, or flooring individual.
So you're in the real estate business. You're in all aspects of the real estate business. What's it going to take to break this scenario you're talking about?
Well, Manning, I don't think we're in for any break for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'll tell you why. You and I have joked about the fact all you got to do is go out here to Cherry Road, stand there and look at the license plates on the cars. Go to Fort Mill, look at the license plates on the cars before they are, they were in line at the school.
Sure.
You've got a lot of people coming down from the Northeast, from Southern California, from other states because of our quality of life and because of what we offer. Well, with the Panthers coming, with the additional things that our city has done in creating a great quality of life, the downtown stadium that... what's going to happen in that facility once this breaks and you can actually have big events again? It just attracts people to our area. So I do believe that we're going to continue to have growth. I think the challenge is going to be, like you and I have talked, is, you know, if they're coming out of New York and they're used to that density and they want bigger lots. You know, we sell property to people coming from the Northeast that go, oh, I get a 0.2 acre lot. And, of course, for those of us down here, we're going, it's a postage stamp, sorry. But, yes, you get that. They're like, I will have to buy a lawnmower. Oh, my goodness. So you think about that. It's all perspective. They're coming down. They think they have a big lot. Then they look in here and go, oh, wait, no, I don't have to buy a $200,000 house. I can buy $350,000 or $400,000, pay cash. Oh, I get a three-quarter acre or a half-acre lot. Wow, that's neat. I won't be next to my neighbors, but yet I can still be neighborly.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of things that are happening in our marketplace and bringing those individuals that will add to the color of our local economy and our local culture.
Now, all the transplants that are coming here from all over the country,
right?
They obviously are stunned by how far their dollar will go in terms of buying a home.
Right.
They come down here. I mean, a house up where I used to live would be 2.5-3 times more expensive than the equivalent house down here.
Mm-hmm.
So people come down here and pay these, what we think are exorbitant prices, but for them, It's you know,
yeah, the challenge that we've got is appraisals do not always catch up with for lending. Again, you have to have an appraisal to get a loan.
All right.
So we're running in some appraisal issues because the appraisers, again, appraising is looking back. They don't have the values, but a house is under contract for X amount. Well,
right.
If I'm paying cash, I don't have to have an appraisal.
Yeah.
I can pay over that value, which, again, pulls the appraisals up. It pulls prices up, all those different things. Those are, we're having that, I guess, pressure, too, on our prices. And that's why you start to see that 5 or 6% increase for the year.
It's amazing. Absolutely. So I keep, you know, you mentioned the Carolina Panthers. Well, they're now coming. Ain't any doubt about it. We've been through all the political thing. They're going to, I mean, I don't think there's one person that I've spoken with that doesn't agree that it will change the face of Rock Hill and York County forever.
$2 billion worth of development is going to do that wherever you do it. And that is just their one development.
Yeah.
That is not everything else that's the ancillary
around. Oh, yeah. Right. You think about the golf course they bought.
Correct.
All right. Well, you dress up a golf course, you make it really nice. There's going to be people who want to get around there, get closer to it. They want to build. The fact that they're already talking about wanting to acquire some additional property.
Right.
Ah.
And that's what they're telling us. You have to understand, too, when you're dealing with a entity of that size and individuals that have the capacity that they do, there may be times where they buy things and we don't even know that they're involved.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure.
So, I mean, they're going to take advantage of the increase in prices in our area.
You know, the other thing that you referenced very quickly is because of what we've been through here since March, with everybody being shuttered at home, kids included, that a couple of things are happening. Employers are realizing, you know what? We can get as much, if not more, productivity with our staff not here in this nice big building we have. They can do this at home.
Right.
And the second thing is the staff likes the whole concept of not being in an office building all the time.
Yeah, the business is going to change. In real estate, we have been in this change for 15 years. So other businesses are just being brought in. I mean, remember, as realtors, we can work from anywhere.
Yeah,
so
true.
We went from having assigned desks to having open space. You've been in my office.
Oh, yeah.
Very high tech, you know, come in, touch down for however long you want, get the services, use the stuff, and take off.
Yeah.
So other businesses are going to catch up with that. And I do believe that in the commercial marketplace in York County, we're going to have a little bit of a blip, maybe some more commercial office space open that we had not anticipated following this,
right.
What's going on.
But what people are looking for in terms of a traditional house pre-pandemic,
right,
to what they're looking for now, are you noticing that change already?
We are starting to see that, and that's what I was mentioning before, is maybe having two offices. Having, instead of a complete open floor plan, now we need a place where the kids can be, mom and dad can be, you know, maybe aunt and uncle or grandparents coming in. I mean, we're starting to see bigger units of family coming in and maybe making a decision to go into an older house that may have a partially open floor plan for the kitchen and den, but everything else are places where people can go. We also have questions on services.
Yeah.
Broadband.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much for streaming movies. If they've got six people in a household all on at the same time, they've got to have the broadband to be able to provide that.
So we've talked about the changes in terms of what people are looking for and what a challenge it is to find the kind of house they want with the inventory so low.
Right.
But what about the other side of the coin is, and that is, most people need to get financing.
Correct.
And we're now in a time when we've got, what is the number today, 38 million people
right.
out of work. What is that doing to the mortgage market?
Yeah, we talk about the high unemployment rate, and let's say we do hit 20% unemployment.
Right.
Well, that means that 80% of the people are employed, Manny.
I like that thought.
And can get a loan.
Right.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening in the lending market is the lenders are looking at the borrower a whole lot more.
Right.
Okay, they're digging a little deeper.
Yeah.
And a lot of the lenders are saying, okay, if you want that higher end loan, so if you're above $400,000 on your loan,
right,
then we may turn around and require you to have a 700 credit score. We may require you to put 20% down.
Ooh.
But that's if you're, again, you're buying an over $400,000 house. Yeah. So in our area where we have $200,000, $225,000 houses, you can still get those loans. There are plenty of lenders that will do the FHA, VA. You may have to put a little more down, but if you want to go conventional, a lot of them are doing 10%.
Yeah.
But if you walked in my office and you said, Jay, we only have 5% and we want to buy, I can easily get you a product that will work.
This is where we get back into the basics of why somebody wants to have a realtor at their side.
Absolutely.
I mean, I listen every week to the real estate program put on by the National Association of Realtors, mm-hmm. Real Estate Today. And it's a fascinating program. And the ins and outs of getting from, boy, I want to buy this house, to I own this house, is a minefield.
It's a process you don't want to go alone. And now, there are plenty of people that do. There are people that for sale by owner. There are people that work without an agent. But basically, they are, quote unquote, paying themselves to do the work.
Yeah.
And unless they are very sophisticated, I mean, we've had plenty of attorneys that hire us and go, I wouldn't do this without you because it's not what I specialize in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where every health care worker in the county is here today getting their complimentary sandwich. Thank you to Carroll Financial. But we are here because we get fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magical formula, Mr. Reinhardt, is 1, 2, 3.
Slice, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, You're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop. Jay Reinhardt is with us, president of Reinhardt Realty. And I can tell you, they've been doing this thing. You guys must be pushing about 50, not quite 50 years.
45 years.
45 years. You don't look a day over 40.
Well, thank you.
And they do a very good job. And whether you're doing something here locally or whether you're doing something across the Carolinas or across the country, and for that matter, across the world.
That's right.
And you need somebody that you know to help you with this process, you can handle that.
Yep, as part of leading real estate companies of the world, and my relocation director, who I have a fondness for since she's my wife, she is doing a fantastic job, and they've even done some international referrals. Woo. This year with our, as I've said, my daughter's friends are all over the world, so we've been able to help them out.
Well, and let me echo that, because I know you've been working with us.
Yes,
as we work on a project over in Raleigh. And your wife has been great. And the lady she put us on to over there, whew, I can't wait to meet her. She is really, really good.
Thank you.
So anyway, here we go. We're talking about the world of COVID, as we all know it now. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about is that this is a new market.
It is.
This is an entirely new market. But our focus needs to be, I guess, what's happening here. And we can't really be concerned with what's happening.
Yeah, you hear all these national statistics. Like I shared with you, and then Lawrence Yoon, who is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, saying, okay, well, we know that sales are going to be down this year compared to last year, mainly because of no inventory, but also in other parts of the country, they have been locked down for 60, sometimes 90 days. Will you take one quarter of your year out? Yeah, your sales are going to be down. Sorry.
You think?
I don't know how you make up that. So, yeah, we do think that they're, nationally sales are going to be down. Locally, Manning, we're not seeing that. We're very close to last year. And that's the reason is, during the time we were under a stay-at-home, away from work order from the governor, we were still doing transactions because we were not deemed unessential. So if you were at home and you said, I really need to make this move, we have processes that we can go through. We talk about how to show a house. How are you looking at it to keep you safe and comfortable as you are making that decision to move? Plus, there are plenty of cleaning services that will go in and clean and do a thorough cleaning of a house before you move in.
Oh,
so
sure.
There are all kinds of things. And I've been amazed at the number of people that have leased property through our property management company during this time. Now, we'll tell you, out of the, and I didn't keep up with the statistics last week, but previously we were at 45 houses within the last 30 days. And out of those, what was crazy was about two-thirds of them were from out of our area, coming
really?
Into our area. And out of that 45 number, we had 11 from the state of New York. You're talking about a new way of, they're coming down. They're and now not New York City, not New Jersey, where the big, but other parts of New York where they're going, I'm not going back in the city. I'm not going to be up here.
Well, I hear all the time on the national broadcast that we carry on the radio with, like Sean Hannity and some others, that people are leaving these old Rust Belt states like New York. They can't afford to live up there anymore.
Right.
It's just so expensive.
It is.
I mean, we sit here. I always tell the famous story when you sold my brother-in-law a house here in Shorewood years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the little sheet, with all the details on it, and it had down there the taxes. And he looked at me and says, now, Manning, is that the taxes on a monthly basis? I said,
right.
No. That's
your
yearly. For a year. And he absolutely couldn't believe it.
Oh, he was just blown away. And the other thing, now I will tell you the one thing they are surprised as an employer. When I go to employ them, they're like, oh, my goodness, I can't live on that.
Oh, yeah, you can.
When they look, and we're going, wait a minute, look at, there's a reason why our houses don't cost as much in other things. So,
all right. Well, let's take a look at post-COVID.
Right.
Let's look in the Ouija board and see what you are prognosticating for not only the residential world, but the commercial world.
Right. Well, and I want to make sure we talk about the difference between post-stay-at-home versus post-COVID. Because right now we're at post-stay-at-home.
Yeah.
Right? We're in the new marketplace. And right now what has occurred is we are seeing people come back. We are seeing renewed pressure on prices where people are paying in some circumstances over asking price. The likelihood of getting in and competing with a cash offer when you're just pre-qualified or you're just starting that process is very difficult. So we're really coaching our buyers through getting pre-approved, full loan, ready to go. Now all that has to happen is the house has to do its job. Also coaching through the buyers and letting them know that you may not get the first house that you make an offer on.
Right.
So don't fall in love. Hey, I really like it. If it works out, great. Let's go.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the norm, I do believe, for the next 18 to 24 months. Now, I believe that post-COVID, okay, when this disappears, we won't go back to the way it was has always been done. We're going to have things like video showings, virtual showings, where we may go into a house with a iPhone or a Google Duo, something like that, where you can take a video through. We're seeing also our advertising is changing, where we're doing more of the 3D videos, to where you on your computer can go and look at the rooms and really get a feel for the floor plan is before you ever go and see that house. And while last year, 12 months ago, you could have called me up and said, hey, I want to go see 12 houses on Saturday. and we probably would have gone and seen as many as we possibly could. Now it's going to be, hey, Manning, let's come into the office. Let's look. Let's go and look at your top two or your top three. And we're really going to spend a little more time really deciding, do we want to go into that house? Do we want to interfere with the sellers? And then also, do we want to put ourselves at risk as it would be right now?
I can see a buyer getting very frustrated very quickly with this environment that we're talking about, which to me...
Unless they've been coached.
Which is what I'm getting to.
Right.
Which is why you want to have a realtor with you, because they've been there, done that. They do this day in and day out. They understand all the... hoops you're going to have
nuances.
The nuances. So, yes, there's a price you pay for that. That's right. It's a fee, just like you do for going to the doctor, right? Getting a lawyer. It's a fee you pay, but by golly, you're going to get the service that fee commands. That's the bottom line of this thing.
Right. And your professional, full-service, full-time brokers are doing that. Manning, you and I have talked. I do believe, as has been one of the... ideas that has been really put out the last couple, that we're going to have realtors that will no longer be in this business after this. Unless they're serious about doing the business and doing it professionally, you can't play at this game anymore. You can't sell one or two houses a year. You need to be with a full-service professional.
And, as you pointed out before, that's exactly what you want to get to. You want to have people who are committed to this. It's a profession. And it's just not something I'm going to play with.
Right. You don't want to use Aunt Susie, who just has her real estate license on hold for the last 5 years.
All right. Of course, we want to tell everybody, don't forget ReinhardtRealty.com. You got an amazing website. It's got everything under the sun. And you talk about technology. My God, what you can do now as far as going through houses, you just sit there at home and in your jammies and just see whatever you want to see. Pull up to a curbside and bring it up, whatever you want to do. It's all there. Jay Reinhart, thank you for all that you do with real estate.
Thanks, Manny.
Thanks for being with the show today. By the way, don't miss Jay's weekly program on WRHI. We're Bigger Than You Think, which is on Thursdays. As a matter of fact, it's on today.
Right, today.
You're going to get a fresh update every week as to what's going on in the marketplace. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we all hang out here, as does every other healthcare worker in New York County. It is absolutely amazing what's going on here. Carroll Financial has really gone over the top with this, buying lunches for everybody. But who walks in here today, he is going to try to claim he's a healthcare worker. But I'm not going to let him get away with it. It's Dr. Scott Oliver, and he came to lead us in the chant today. What goes on here at Substation 2? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.